good to have another great softball season. You're off and running. And, man, we start Mother Nature's giving you some great days. Getting outdoors sometimes start of February just doesn't happen like this. But, by gosh, you've been able to probably get out every single day and get some work done, haven't you?
Yeah, definitely. The weather's been it's been wild. 70-degree days in February. Even the 50-degree days, that's kind of what we're used to playing in. It's been awesome just to be outside, because typically we're used to, being in the indoor. Then our first games, are right around the corner. But being able to prepare and be outside and, take live ground balls, being able to inter squad, and it's just been awesome.
How's the fields? Are they kind of thawed out, or still a little bit hard? But still, because it does get cold in the mornings and overnight too.
Yeah, they're okay. I mean, they right now it's just been so dry. We need moisture, so they're a little bit powdery in the infield, which I can't complain too much, because being outside has been awesome. But yeah, they're not terribly hard. We just need to get water on there at some point, so we're kind of waiting on that to happen. And you never know what you're going to get in February. It may freeze at the end of the month, so I kind of understand why they don't turn it on quite yet. But yeah, it's been good.
Coach, you went to Dodge City, Garden City last weekend, last Thursday, Friday, opening games. Hey, you took 3 out of 4. Great opening weekend for you.
Yeah, I was really excited to be out there. The girls were itching to be out there as well, and overall, going 3-1, pretty happy about that. We did lose one. They had a really good pitcher in the circle, so kind of some speed that you usually see later in the season or when we go down south. But she was good, and I think those are two quality opponents. To take 3 out of 4 is a great start for us.
I think, and I'm looking at stats and everything, most of your games, well, the Dodge City games, the offense a little bit, but, hitting-wise, runs-wise, scored some runs. I know the Garden City games, boy, but the offenses came out and hit the ball, more hits in those two games than you did in the Dodge City games. But the offense is really coming around here at the start of the season, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. I think nerves were a little bit of a factor in the first two games, but obviously we I can't remember how many doubles we hit, maybe 7 in the second game against Garden City. And it's and a lot of that's too just being outside and facing live pitching, our own pitching as well, early on with the weather that we've had. We hit a lot, and it was great to see that offensive performance from a lot of different girls.
You've got some great pitchers in the circle, Coach, and you got a chance to see them against somebody else for the first time, and you feel like they had pretty good a stretch for 2 days as well last week.
Yeah, they did great. And we only threw 3 pitchers. We have 6 total, so they're going to get their opportunity as well. But the 3 that threw, Kalia St. Amand, she was our number 1 from last year. She went, I think, 2-0 on the weekend and had a save. Paige Warren through probably 10 games for us last year, and she'll throw a lot for us this year as well. She had a great outings. We did lose one. I think she might have had against Dodge City had 1 earned run, I think it was. But I'm really proud of how they performed, and I'm excited to get the other girls in as well, when that opportunity arises, because it's going to be tough just to rely on 2 all year.
Statistical-wise, you had a lot of kids really step up. You had some the heavy hitters, home runs fly out of the park in a couple of those games, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. And, the thing is, the wind was blowing in. Peyton Kinsley, she had, I think, 21 home runs last year. I think the record here at McCook might be 23 or 24, and that's kind of her goal this year, is to beat that. And, right now she's on pace to hit a ton, and it was good to see from the get-go with her, and having that offensive firepower right in the middle of our lineup, especially when we have a lot of speedsters on the bases too. So we're all around, we have some pop in our swings, and then we have a ton of speed.
Well, Coach, you were saying that this weekend scheduled going down to Denison, Texas, those games are off. So is it too late, kind of being on a we're talking on a Wednesday, to get any games, or are you kind of working on that a little bit still?
For a lot of teams, this is their kind of opening weekend, so I think pretty much everybody's kind of has confirmed games already. I have had a few coaches reach out, but logistically it's kind of challenging. Finding a bus driver, which usually we're pretty good about that, but just finding fields, and with the unknowns, with the weather, I didn't really want to take a chance of driving 9 hours and, spending a bunch of money on hotel rooms, but we'll be fine. We'll pick up some extra games along the way if need be, but we'll be okay.
So the following weekend is the Branson, Missouri trip. Is that still a go as of right now?
Yes, yes. Yeah, we're really looking forward for that trip as well. We get to play Crowder, who beat us the first game at the World Series, so maybe have some revenge there.
Is that the tournament? Is that a first for you going to Branson, or did you do that last year too?
No, this is a first for us. With more success that we've had, more teams, we get invited to more places and various tournaments, and I think it's going to be a good one. See some Missouri school down there as well, so I'm really excited about it.
Mark it down for the 24th and 25th of February, Coach. Crossing fingers, the weather's nice. Actually, the 24th, doubleheader that afternoon on a Tuesday. Yep. Seward County, that would be your first home games of the spring.
Yep. Those are going to be our first home games. And, typically Seward's a pretty quality opponent. So really excited to get them out here and, get some home games under our belt. Since I've been here, we've been, road warriors, early on. And so, which really kind of helps us out towards, the end of the season, playing on the road for region games and whatnot. So, but it's always nice to have home games as well. The travel can wear you out a little bit.